Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Pittsburgh Pirates are in town. The Pirates, you know, no matter what you think of them, they've been a really bad team for a long time, just like the Tigers have, actually probably more longer than the Tigers have. But they have a proud history, obviously, winning some World Series back in the day. But they have a great logo. I mean, the Pirate. The Pirate is a great logo, isn't it?
It is.
Even their mascot, the Parrot, is great. So we were wondering, and I want to, if possible, keep it to non-local. What's
okay.
The best logo in sports?
Well,
I mean, we all love the Wing Wheel or the Old English D.
Golly, that I'm so unimaginative because the English D and the Red Wing logo is by far my favorite. But since you said not local, and you also referenced the Pirates, have you seen the logo for East Carolina?
Recently? I don't know. I know it's a pirate.
It is. They've got the skull and crossbones.
Right.
And I think it's so cool on the side of their helmet. They've got the skull and crossbones with the pirate hat, you know, with the ECU logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I think it's sweet. And it would be sweet on the side of a football helmet.
You know, I think has a great logo. And 248-539-9797. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, just top of mind, you know, recency bias because we were talking about Steph Curry. I love the Golden State Warriors logo.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, due respect to Jamie as well. But I just love the bridges. It's the city. It's just been around since they were the San Francisco Warriors. I just think that's a really smart-looking logo. I like the colors. You should like the colors of that team too, John.
Yes, it's a little bit of light blue, but that's okay.
I really like that. You know what else is a great logo?
What's that?
There's another one you would probably like for obvious reasons. Pat the Patriot.
Oh,
the older New England Patriot.
Super Bowl 20 on the side of the helmet where he's sitting there in a center position hiking the football and he's all jacked up.
I wore the sweatshirt yesterday, I think, or the day before. No, I think I was in New York. I wore my Patriot sweatshirt that I got on my mystery box. That's a great logo.
That's actually one of mine. I'm glad you brought that up because I do as well. And it takes me back. One, it's when I was starting to watch football. The New England Patriots in Super Bowl 20. It just, I was, you know, watching the Bears at that time, but to see that logo, I think it's awesome. And I wish they would go back to it. Another one that's kind of a throwback. I know you see it every once in a while, but I don't believe they wear it anymore, is the old Milwaukee Brewers glove.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
I just think it's just cool. And
to me, the greatest logo was the Expos.
Yeah,
because I never knew what it was for years. I thought it was ELB.
I
didn't realize it was a colorful M. I had no idea. That's how ignorant I was.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Orioles. I mean, Greg used to have the Orioles hat he used to wear all the time. Great logo.
Uh-huh.
And actually, that logo of the bird with the hat, and the other one was just the actual bird is pretty cool too. You know, the stick bird. You know, the real bird.
Yeah. Have you gotten into any of the minor league hats?
No, not really.
It's. I mean, I know they're very regional, and they're not as well known. But the one thing I think minor league baseball has done is they have gone outside the box in a lot of their whether it's their mascot or how they have their logos on their hats. And you can go to, here's one, the Albuquerque Isotopes. Like, how do you make that cool? I don't really know, but it looks like they've got the A for Albuquerque, and then they've got the atoms flying around it. I think it just looks cool on the hat. And they've done it. I think minor league teams have done a great job of marketing their logos.
Yes, they have. Our telephone number and our text, 248-539-9797. I'm a Lions fan, but my favorite logo is and has always been the Native American on the WFT's helmet. Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. Braves on the warpath. Fight for old DC. That's Joe from Harbor Springs.
Old school.
Yes, indeed. I assume, Joe, you rooted very heavily for John Jansen, especially since you live in Harbor Springs. This is a great one, too. I was almost going to mention this. The Montreal Canadiens have my favorite logo in all of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I love their just the jersey, the red. The red, the deep red with that logo.
Yeah.
San Jose Sharks logo with the shark biting the stick is the best logo in sports. It's pretty good. Colorado Avalanche, their alternate logos. Some of them I like, but they have the one with the foot, though. I'm not crazy about that one.
Yeah.
But some of them are good. I like the – it's weird. You hated them, during the rivalry, but you respected the hell out of them because they were tough and they were good.
Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this a couple weeks ago. They actually wore the Quebec Nordiques jerseys during a game.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I've seen the Hurricanes wear the Hartford Whalers occasionally, too.
They did against the Wings.
Yes. I hate the team, but the Blackhawks have a great logo. The throwback Dan Marino era Dolphins logo is the best logo in sports.
Mm-hmm. You know what's another cool one in the NFL that you don't see anymore, obviously because they're not the Houston Oilers anymore?
Oh, with the oil rig.
Yes. Yes, that was always – it was just very recognizable. I thought it was cool.
I just love the I love their jerseys, too. The song,
mm-hmm.
Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, yes. And Bum Phillips, and even before that, they were great. I love the St. Louis logos of the Blues and the Cardinals. The blue note is simple like the winged wheel, and love the STL for the Cardinals. Best logo, the creamsicle Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Yeah. I mean, if you like the Pirate. Buccaneers right there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Here's another one I was thinking of. The Minnesota North Stars logo was one of the best logos in the NHL.
Okay. Yeah.
The Saints logo, the fleur-de-lis. Yes, it's kind of like the Nordiques logo to a certain extent, right?
Yeah. You also have the Raging Cajuns down there mm-hmm. Who have that right in the middle of their logo as well.
I love Sebastian the Ibis and the U logo. Great logo, mascot, and what they represent are pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, the Ibis is cool.
Yeah.
The U is, it's a cult. I'm not local anymore, but the two iconic logos, Notre Dame Irish logos, both the ND and the Irish guy with his dukes up, ready to start a Donnybrook, and the Michigan Block M is cool and identifiable. That's from Eric in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Thank you for listening, Eric, down there.
Mm-hmm.
We thank everybody for listening everywhere, and hopefully you downloaded, and obviously you have the app. It is now Odyssey. Odyssey.com is the app, so check it out, AUDACY. This is a good one, too. I have this jersey. I actually almost wore it today. The Vancouver Canucks hockey stick logo, where the stick is the V and the rest is a C and the colors just flow.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Raiders logo is the coolest in the NFL. So badass. It is badass.
It is, and it's been so consistent. No matter if they've, been in Vegas or Oakland or L.A., it's very recognizable. It is badass.
My favorite logo is Washington State Cougars. Definitely underrated.
The Cougs.
That's from James in Heartland.
Who doesn't like a Cougar?
And John, the Brewers went back to the ball and glove as their primary logo before the 2020 season.
Oh, okay.
Also, their secondary logo is a barrel man. He's pretty sweet too.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't follow him close enough to know that one. I obviously don't follow him close enough to know that they went back to it.
That's true. Yeah. Austin and Fraser, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good. So you guys were talking about logos earlier, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a junior hockey team out of Fraser that's called the Metro Jets. They're moving them out of Clemens. their logo looks exactly like the old Winnipeg Jets logo from the 90s.
Oh, the old one, huh?
Yeah, so.
Same colors?
I believe so.
Okay.
But the jerseys are totally different just because of copyright issues and everything.
Okay. Yeah, the cool. the Jets logo was pretty cool. But of all the four teams that that merged, so to speak, with the NHL, the Nordiques, the Whalers, the Jets, and the Oilers, I would say the Jets had the worst of those four logos. I love the Whalers logo. We talked about the Nordiques. And the Edmonton Oilers, I think, was actually better than the Jets, if you ask me. But that's, personal choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!